So earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Mitch Lakhine. He is the mayor of Monument, Colorado. Today is Colorado Day, August 1st. So it seems appropriate to sit down with the small town mayor of Colorado to talk about the illegal immigrant crisis that has hit Denver, Colorado, and the spillover effect and what it looks like hitting these small towns. Now, Mitch made some national headlines a few months ago when he said, no, any of these buses that Denver wants to send around to different parts of the state, we do not want those buses stopping and landing here in Monument, Colorado, to reside, to tax our resources. We're a small town. We don't have the money. We can't afford it. And he was labeled xenophobe. He was labeled a racist. Of course, that's the response from the liberal media. So anyway, had a great discussion with Mitch Lakhine. Here is that interview. Well, if you want to see what illegal immigration has done to America's cities, look no further than Denver, Colorado. Hospitals overrun with illegal immigrants, illegals camped out in tents, blocking street corners, crime rates surging. For the per capita, Denver has taken in more illegal immigrants than any large city in America right now. In fact, new data shows Denver is the sixth most reticketed city in America. What does that mean? It means that when illegals arrive on buses and planes in New York City and Chicago and other areas, they pick Denver as the places they want to be relocated to. And Denver welcomes them with open arms. Now there's a spillover effect, of course, because Denver is collapsing. Where do all of those illegal immigrants go? They go to the suburbs. And Denver is now more than willing to put them on buses and ship them out of Denver into the suburbs and across the country, even up into Canada, if they'll have them. The city of Monument, Colorado, recently passed a law that refuses to turn Monument into a sanctuary city and refuses to allow buses full of illegal immigrants to stop in Monument, Colorado, in order to relocate. It's a beautiful small town, and the mayor of that town is a man by the name of Mitch Lakhine, and he joins us today in the studio. Mitch, welcome in to Redacted. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about first. I want to get to what you guys did in Monument, which is pretty monumental. Forgive the pun. And I think probably a lot of American mayors right now are looking to the model here. But can you just talk about Colorado and what has happened in the past few years to Denver and the metro area and what you've seen in your small town?
Well, you know, at first, Denver and the state passed some we won't cooperate with ICE laws, right? And that's a state law that police and sheriff departments will not cooperate with ICE detainers for specifically illegal immigration and criminal elements of that. Our hands are a little bit strapped for what we can do as if illegals were to show up. But what we wanted primarily to do is to let Denver know that what they've done, declaring themselves a sanctuary town, would not be welcomed in smaller communities like Monument. I mean, we're only 10,000, 11,000 people. And that's the northern part of El Paso County. So if they were to head south, they would hit us first.
And so you talk these right to the detain laws, right? So they're not necessarily a sanctuary city, but because they don't adhere to ICE laws, Denver's saying, we're not going to adhere to federal law. So if you want us to detain illegals, we won't do it. That's basically what Denver has said.
Correct. And if we had the opportunity to do those detentions, well, we don't have a jail. So they would go to El Paso County. Monument has a holding cell, which is, you know,
it's like a Wild West.
Right. There is some 1800s era prisons in Monument.
Wow.
They're covered up by restaurants and things like that. But our holding cell would not be able to hold more than one or two people. We would, if we had a busload of illegals that were being sent down from Denver, we would send them to the county to handle because we wouldn't have the facilities to deal with it.
Now, your city a few months ago passed a law, an ordinance that unanimously, if I understand correctly, would keep illegal immigrants from the buses from arriving in Monument. And also, or in addition to which, not allow Monument to become a sanctuary city. Is that right?
Right. The purpose was to inform Denver, don't send them to Monument, right? We're not going to become a sanctuary town like they are a city. We do not have the resources to provide services for illegal immigrants, whereas they do. They've set up shelters. They've reduced their normal budget in order to help support that. Monument's budget is so small that we couldn't provide it even if we wanted to. And it's not to say that we wouldn't want to, but right now the people don't want to. There's no place for them to go. And at the time it was winter, 7,000 feet in wintertime is sort of inhumane to have people living on the streets and walking amongst the community members. It just wouldn't have been appropriate.
Well, then, of course, liberals will say, well, then you're xenophobic, you're anti-immigrant. Why don't you kick kids out of the local high schools and open up the gymnasiums, right? Just and so the kids don't have gym class, they won't have a cafeteria. Why don't you clear the kids out of the schools, open up your gymnasiums, open up your community centers, and allow all these illegal immigrants to sleep there, right? Otherwise, you're anti-immigrant, Mitch.
Yeah, well, they can say that. I've been raised around immigrants my entire life, and minorities, and just like everybody, it's a melting pot, right? No issue with immigrants that are here legally. If the school district wanted to provide shelter, that would be up to the school district, because here in Colorado, the governments of the municipalities differ from the governments of the districts themselves. They have their own elected leaders. They're in control of their schools. We would hope that we would be able to have conversations with them about what their intentions were, but we certainly couldn't prevent a school district from deciding to open up their gymnasium. Monument would be the wrong area to do that in. The parents would be very against having their children kicked out of their gymnasiums and their schools in order to house illegals.
And parents across the country would be angry about that. We've shown video here on our show of angry parents in New York City who they find out that their kids are kicked out of their gym class, they're kicked out of their cafeteria to house illegal immigrants. And all of this is happening under the dark of night. And so this is, I think, where the media has totally dropped the ball. The corporate media has failed to cover this story. The massive amount of non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, that are collaborating with these city governments like Denver, New York City, Chicago. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And in the dark of night, they're putting them on buses. They're putting them on vans. We have names of many of these organizations. We've covered them here on the show. And they're shuttling them around to these small towns. They're dumping them in the dark of night. And then they're putting up their hands saying, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And then they paint these small town mayors as, you know, anti-immigrant, xenophobic, spreading misinformation, and they are lying to the American people about what's happening.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually had somebody come up to me on the Capitol steps. We were there for an event, and it had nothing to do with immigration. And I had my name tag on, and the person came up to me from Colorado Springs and said, oh, you're the racist mayor for Monument. And I was standing there next to Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mamalati. We were standing there. You know, he's a very larger than me, black man. No issues with Yemi, and we get along great, and we work together, collaborate when we need to. But this guy approached me and said, you're the racist mayor for Monument because of my news pieces that hit Fox. And I said, listen, this is not about being racist. This is about whether you're legal or not. And so the guy questioned me about what I felt was legal. I said, well, if they're an asylum card holder or they have a green card, they're legal. Welcome to Monument.
Right.
Right. And he said, so you wouldn't have a problem with them coming to Monument? I said, no, if they can find a place to live and a place to work, come to Monument. You're legal. But if you are illegal, you have no papers, you have nothing that says you're allowed to be in the country legally, don't come to Monument because we have nothing for you. We have no place for you to live. We have no place. We have no housing. We have no infrastructure to support you. Move on.
Well, we've seen in Denver the effects of this. The chances of becoming a victim of violent crime now in Denver is 1 in 95. New crime statistics show that Denver has twice the level of crime as the national average. Twice the national average. Imagine that 1 in 95 chance of a violent crime happening. So imagine, would you let your kids walk home from a friend's house if you knew that there was a 1 in 95 chance of them being a victim of a violent crime? And then they want to label individuals who would be against that as racist. Surging violent crime, surging crimes as a result of illegal immigrants in this country of military-aged men not have a family, who are carrying out these brutal crimes, They've been well documented at this point. So I don't see how that's racist.
It's not racist, but, you know, when Denver decided to, when the mayor decided to remove, was it $9 million from his police budget in recent news, how are the police supposed, if you remove your police, how are you supposed to protect people from these violent crimes,
right?
Regardless of who they're being committed by? But, you know, at the same time, he's inviting illegals to come to his town of military age men, right? I don't know who's committing the crimes, but yeah, that would be absolutely terrible to have said, yeah, I'm going to cut my police force, their budget, $9 million. By the way, $9 million is almost the entire town of Monument's budget.
Well, you've seen in other suburbs around Denver, Aurora, Colorado, for instance, recently, of course, we see the, you know, illegal Venezuelan immigrants who have been in Aurora, Chicago, and other areas. There's been a rash of crimes over the past few days, and that is very, very close to Monument. That is not a that is not a country removed.
Right. I mean,
that's right there. You're seeing these. You're seeing this spike in crimes. Talk about what other mayors are talking to you about. Have they reached out to see how maybe they can do something similar? What have you been hearing from other mayors? If their hands are sort of tied right now, but what have they been telling you?
Well, there's a few mayors who specifically reached out for our ordinance and asked how it went. We saw a couple of communities implement the same exact ordinance, you know, change a couple things in it to fit their community, and they passed. A couple of them did not pass, not because they didn't run them. They just... It's because they didn't run them, right? I think, well, we know Colorado Springs passed theirs, so in El Paso County passed theirs, and that's exactly why the town of Monument went down that path. But I've not had a whole bunch of people reach out asking. I've had a couple of elected leaders in other states reach out, and specifically California, thanking Monument for doing what we did. They were going to attempt to do the same thing. I don't believe we followed up to determine whether they did or not. But, you know, in California, it's hit or miss as to whether you're in a community that's going to be supportive or not of it.
Right.
Those kind of things.
What has the city of Denver said to you? This was the whole ordinance was really, hey, Denver, I hope you're paying attention to what we're doing here in Monument. What have they said? What has the mayor said?
Nothing. He has not reached out once, although before this all happened, he had one of his people reach out to me to exchange contact information in case there were some programs that we could work together as partners. I've only met the man once. I don't agree with, I would say, majority of his policies. I don't really get into it with him, and I don't see what Denver and Monument have in common that we could do things together. I mean, he should just go talk to Mayor Yemi if he's got, and he has, right? But I have not heard from him since the news story broke that we did that ordinance.
We covered here on this show how Denver implemented a plan so that if you live in the Denver area, you can call, I think it's like 211 on your phone, and you can open up your home to illegal immigrants. And you could just call, you know, I see a bunch of violent criminals coming across the border. And yeah, let's open up our home. Have you heard how that program has worked? Have you heard any response to the success of this opening up your home, allowing illegal immigrants to sleep in your extra bedroom?
I've seen a couple things online, social media, where people have been very open-minded to the idea of bringing in strangers into their home. I've not heard of anybody getting, you know, murdered in the middle of the night by these people they've brought in, right?
That's good.
Which I think that would make some headlines.
Right.
But no, I've not paid attention much to the program. I think it's absurd. Although I would prefer community involvement, churches and social groups, things people who can self-fund the supporting of immigration in general, and it should not be borne on the citizens. The government should be preventing it, but if they're not going to, it should certainly not be coming on the taxpayer to pay for services. And let the churches and temples and mosques and whatever else is out there to deal with these things.
Well, and the individuals who vote in these administrations, right? They're voting in this administration in Denver. They support their policies. I think it's a great idea for them to open up their homes. If they've got extra bedrooms, they've got big backyards, they could build tent cities in their backyards. They could have...
Well, they can do ADUs now. So now that's
right.
A use by right across the state, because the state legislature passed, you can have ADUs now. And so, yeah, they can just start building new housing within the lot that they have already put a house on.
Yeah. They want to defund the police and they want to support these policies. They should allow them to build, you know, tent cities and things like that, and homes and structures in their backyards. I think that would be a great policy.
Great for Denver, not great for Monument.
Right, exactly. What have you seen happen here in Denver over the past couple of years and in this area? How has it changed since you've been here?
So when I moved here in 2017, and I went to Denver for various things like concerts or sporting events, things like that, I never saw a tent. Never once did I see a tent. It was only a matter of a couple of years that had gone by, and there are tents lined up on the street corners, right? You can literally drive through tent cities in the middle of Denver. And that I had you know, who would have thought that would have happened in a major metropolitan city? I used to work off Larimer Street, and I could look down into the stadium, into the baseball stadium, and never did I experience. I saw the homeless people here and there, but no tents set up, no illegal immigrants set up and creating their own cities. I just never would have experienced, I thought I would experience something like that in Denver.
Unbelievable. Well, my guest has been Mitch Lekine. He's the mayor of Monument, Colorado, maybe a marker for what other cities around the country can do to prevent their cities from turning into sanctuary cities as well. Mitch, great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.